This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition, live and in living color. I am broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, all across America on our great American radio station affiliates and around the world via the speed of the satellite and the internet. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us around the world, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics and those construction workers, too, thank you for what you're doing keeping America rolling. And let's not forget about the bulk mail haulers and the bulk mail centers that are sorting the mail right now, so you'll have mail delivery to your house tomorrow. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all the information that we have over there, too. Well, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to start out with the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, this great country of ours, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we had a whale of a day yesterday, and I think the way I'll start this out is with 53 seconds of Wolf Blitzer talking to Jake Tapper on CNN, and here's what the two of them had to say back and forth, and they sound like they're in shock.
All right, so there you have almost a complete vindication of the President of the United States by the Attorney General of the United States. He says, and we still haven't seen this nearly 400-page redacted report, and he says there are limited redactions, but several times, maybe four or five, six times, he said precisely, Jake, what the President of the United States wanted to hear, no collusion.
Yeah, at least six or seven times he made the very clear point that the special counsel found no evidence that there was any attempt by anybody on the Trump campaign or associated with the Trump campaign, or indeed even any American knowingly conspiring with the Russians. He made that point several times, which will no doubt please President Trump. I guess the question is now, what does the report say, and how well does that line up with what the Attorney General just said?
Well, right, so there you have.
Okay, so who knows what's gonna happen, Kyle?
Well, yeah, but you know, how many times did Bill Barr say that at the press conference yesterday? But how many times did we hear from people on these different news channels, Captain, about how the President of the United States is a foreign agent and a conspirator and on, I don't know, a gajillion times?
We also heard from the Democrats that Attorney General Barr was now acting as the personal attorney for the President, and that some people even accused him of lying, and some people said that they called for his resignation. One of them was this guy, this moron called Eric Swalwell, who's running for president out of California, who says he wants to take your guns away from you, amongst other things. And that guy needs to pack up, shut up, sit down, and go back to California.
Yeah, I almost forgot. Yeah, he's running for president, isn't he?
Yes, he is, and he's making a lot of noise, but he's an absolute moron. The more these people talk, with these radical, outlandish views, the more they talk, the worse the Democrats are going to get beat in 2020.
Oh, absolutely. And, yeah, Saltwell said the president was a double-digit obstructer.
Yeah.
Again, you know, people
that's like a little kid.
Well, exactly. Yeah, people like Saltwell and Adam Schiff, I think they sort of see things that nobody else sees, you know, that kind of thing. And it's actually, it would be funny if it wasn't so very serious, you know. But we're hearing, of course, how Bill Barr is complicit or he did a cover-up or all this other kind of stuff. But this is just the latest iteration, Captain, of the same tune that they have been singing for so long. Like, for example, don't worry, we're going to get a special counsel. Don't worry, special counsel's going to get all the stuff. And now, don't worry, we're just waiting for the report. And now that the report's come out, don't worry, we're going to have these people up on Capitol Hill, and we're still going to get this guy. It's the same thing over and over again.
It's not going to happen. And by the way, good morning to Al. Good morning to Sue. Good morning to Dave. Good morning to Margie. Good morning to George. Good morning to Brian. And good morning to Ed. And good morning to Catwoman and Road Dog, who have all chimed in already early on the Facebook Messenger. You can, too, if you want to go over there and get involved in the parade of messages that are coming in right now. And, oh, good morning to Melanie. Hello, Melanie. Nice to hear from you. She's commenting about something that I just put up there. By the way, I am talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Kyle is the host of the Kyle Warren Show, and we'll tell you how to hear that here at the end of the segment. Well, Kyle, the other thing is we're headed to break, and we are going to be doing a lot of talking about the president's vindication, if you will. And I've got about 9 different clips here of things that were said predominantly by the president, but also by other people on both sides of the aisle. And if you remember, the president yesterday afternoon was in the White House having a ceremony for some wounded warriors. Did you happen to catch that?
I wasn't able to see that, but I'm glad that he was able to do that.
It was amazing, again, to see the rapport that he has with the military and with the wounded warriors in particular, because no matter how hard these people try, all they have to do is look to see the guys and gals that are missing limbs, that are in wheelchairs, that have served, that would serve again. It's just an amazing to watch it. You just get chills watching it.
Absolutely. Yeah, President Trump is very respectful and loves the vets and all those who have served our country, and it's a good thing to see.
All right, here comes the music in my ear. Just hold that thought, folks. We'll be back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, tell them how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our good friends over at the Geico Insurance Company. Now, you can get a great rate with a personal touch. Ask about insurance for more than just your car because your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. If you drive a car, if you drive a truck, if you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or even an RV. And they can also help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through the Geico Insurance Agency, located closest to you. So check them out online, Geico, GEICO.com, GEICO.com, or go to your phone book under insurance and find your local Geico agent. Always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, obviously, you made a comment about we were talking off air about some of the situations that are going on here. But I want to play just briefly what the president had to say yesterday when he went to the White House. And he answered, I believe, a couple of questions that were there before he left the Wounded Warrior ceremony. But just listen to what the president had to say yesterday.
And they're having a good day. I'm having a good day, too. It was called No Collusion, No Obstruction.
There never was, by the way, and there never will be. And we do have to get to the bottom of these things, I will say. And this should never happen. I say this in front of my friends, wounded warriors, and I just call them warriors because we just shook hands and they look great. They look so good, so beautiful. But I say it in front of my friends, this should never happen to another president again. This hoax, it should never happen to another president again. Thank you.
I agree.
Absolutely. It shouldn't happen to any president, and it shouldn't happen to anyone in this country. The very idea, Captain, that all of these things could be simply drummed up literally out of thin air based on a dossier, that was based on lies, all these kinds of things. And then you have literally a cabal of people high up in the Justice Department or in the FBI, who are able to continue to perpetrate this, the FISA warrants, spying on a presidential campaign, doing all these things with the direct intent of either swaying the election or attempting really what amounts to a coup d'etat against a duly elected president of the United States, should scare every single American and should make everyone say, wait a minute, those who continue to try to perpetrate this hoax, maybe we should vote them out of office at the very least. And there could be, by the way, some criminal indictments coming down from these different investigations that have been going on, for example, from the IG and so forth.
Over two dozen names are in the works here, and we're not going to mention any because it's not official, and I'm not going to speculate on something so important. But the New York Times yesterday came out and said the following. The long-awaited report on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's more than two-year Trump-Russia investigation was finally reached redactions shortly after 11 a.m., and the results may be more damning for President Trump than expected.
Well,
that's what they said.
That's what they said, right. Well, but here's the thing. Basically, obviously, there's no collusion, and I thought it was an important point, too, Captain.
There's nothing.
Well, that's right. And there was no
And there's
collusion.
Nothing they can prosecute on criminally, and there's nothing they can go after civilly, because these the people that were being investigated, that nothing was filed charges about, you can't release the information. It is against the law. And if somebody leaks that stuff and they're able to find out who leaks it, Adam Schiff, okay, they're going to hang him from a tree somewhere.
Well, you see, this is the thing. We're getting to the point now by the actions of many of these bad actors of the Democrat Party elite, as I typically call them, not rank and file across the highways and byways, but the Democrat Party elite, they're more than happy to throw out the window the very foundational principles of our constitutional republic for their own political gain and for the literally For lack of any better term, I can't find a better one, because it seems to be just the hatred of Donald Trump. I mean, this is running rampant.
Now, yesterday you had the trio on MSNBC covering this, Brian Williams, Nicole Wallace, who's supposed to be a Republican, who used to be on The View, I think that's where she came from, and Matt Miller. And this was the conversation they were having. Just listen to this.
That's right. The New York Times and the Washington Post reported that summaries were prepared by Mueller's investigators. And these stories came out around the same time that they reported that some of the folks involved in the Mueller investigation were unhappy with how their 22-month probe was being represented by Barr and others. So these were summaries that were ready weeks ago when Barr first made his first run through pulling, I think, just 44 words or sentence fragments. We have never seen a complete sentence as crafted by Robert Mueller's team. It's been 22 months of an investigation, and now I think more than 3 weeks of Barr's spin on that investigation without a single complete sentence. And as you said, there were summaries ready to go. There's also, I've told to look for, around the known flashpoints in the obstruction of justice investigation, some sort of narrative representation or depiction in chronological order of all those flashpoints, and the possibility that Mueller, the difference between the newspaper reporting around those flashpoints and what Mueller found, is that Mueller had access to all the witnesses that came in. And I guess a question for the president's team today is, if they prepared a rebuttal to obstruction, who were they rebutting? Because all the witnesses were Donald Trump's handpicked, politically appointed West Wing advisors. It was his White House counsel, Don McGahn. It was his White House chief of staff, Reince Priebus. It was his White House communications director, Hope Hicks. It was all. So who are they rebutting? If they put out a rebuttal to obstruction, who are they talking to?
Now, think about what she just said. Without having the information in front of her, had not seen it, had not been released, and just running her mouth, Nicole Wallace.
Well, sure. Well, this is what we've been hearing this kind of thing.
And half of what you said, by the way, was not true.
Well, exactly. But it doesn't matter, unfortunately, on some of these cable TV stations, Captain, because it's just, again, part of the show. It's part of the narrative and literally making things up out of whole cloth. And do you recall, Captain, when one of the cable news hosts was saying, well, what happens when Donald Trump essentially barricades himself in the Oval Office and fires any Secret Service agents that will allow the marshals to come in and get him and this kind of stuff? They're just making this stuff up because it's sensational, and I guess it gets ratings. But here's the thing. Not only did the Mueller report, you know, completely get rid of all these conspiracy theories, but it has borne out many of these TV hosts as simply lying to the American public. How pathetic is this?
Well, we're getting ready to take a break, and I don't believe I have enough time to play the minute and 13 seconds left here on this, but the person that came back that was going to give her an answer was Matt Miller. And wait till you hear what he says as to who the attorney general was talking to when he had the press conference with the people behind him. He talks about who he was talking to and why he was saying what he was saying. And again, these people, they have no facts. They have no proof. They have no more case. They have nothing. That's it. Nothing.
They have nothing. And
all right. Well, hang on a minute. I want to take this call real quick. Is that you, Ian? You got about 1 minute.
I got a question, comment, then I'm going to hang up. And all this brouhaha with the Mueller report, and especially the Assange angle, how come there's nothing in there about Debbie Wasserman Schultz refusing to cooperate and turn over the servers and everything to the FBI? And, oh, by the way, harassing that Capitol Hill police chief in there.
Okay.
Did guys comment about that?
Yeah, we will. And by the way, Kyle, we don't know that it's not in there because it might have been redacted.
Could have been redacted.
Again, if there was somebody who was not specifically mentioned for criminal indictment or prosecution or it's an ongoing investigation, their names are going to be redacted. Anything about them, Debbie Wasserman Schultz could be one of them. But the Democrats want everything released to them, unredacted. They're not going to get it. It's against the law. The people that are going to get it, that will be able to see it, are Lindsey Graham and Adam Schiff. And I'm telling you right now, Adam Schiff is going to leak anything he gets.
He very likely will leak anything he gets because he's got to perpetuate his own narrative, basically. Because otherwise,
which is false.
Which is false, and because he's already looking so foolish by saying collusion is all out in the public domain. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hold that thought. And folks, we'll be right back. And of course, obviously, we're talking about the report yesterday, the Mueller report that came out. 400 and some odd pages redacted. Now, it was not heavily redacted, but they had to take the things out by law that they could not leave in there. And I just explained what that's all about. And for the people that go, we need to see it all. No, we don't. To protect the innocent people, you don't get to see it all. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Game over. The Mueller report released and more people mulling it over online, reading it. President Trump reacts at the White House.
No collusion, no obstruction.
The president going on to say,
there never was, by the way, and there never will be.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Capitol Hill telling reporters,
the thought Bill Barr at age 69, his second tour as Attorney General, would do anything to tarnish his own image or reputation is completely ridiculous.
As for the move forward, McConnell saying,
I look forward to seeing what the Attorney General has to say. He's going to be before the Judiciary Committee on May the 1st. As he indicated, there are some members of Senate and House who will be shown unredacted portions of that. I will be among those eight people, and it's pretty clear to me he's trying to be as open as possible.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
All righty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by a brand new social website called Hub, H-U-B, Hub.life. Now, we all know that social media companies are just enormous, and they're getting way too much power, as has been illustrated by Facebook and what they've been doing. Blocking, banning, silencing people who stand up for innocent life, love God, support freedom, believe in American values, or just want to display the American flag in some cases. Twitter's doing the same thing. Hub.life is the newest alternative in social media that gives its members the ability to once again express their belief in freedom and basic decency. So stop being silenced. Quit waiting to get out of jail and join people from all over the world at Hub.life. It's free to join, never a crime to express your beliefs, and that's Hub, H-U-B, Hub.life. I'm over there. Kyle Warren's over there. We have backups to our Facebook pages over there, and little by little we're moving our information over there. Isn't that right, Kyle?
That's right. Yeah, I'm getting some friend requests, and it's really exciting. That's right.
Yeah.
And, come on over, Hub.life.
And I didn't check it yesterday because I was very busy doing some other things, as you might well imagine, with all this stuff that was transpiring yesterday. So I got caught up in all of that, and I wasn't able to do anything, but I'll definitely get at it today and see who's doing what. Now, Attorney General William Barr after he made his announcement, took some questions from reporters. And this was something that was popped out yesterday by a lot of Democrats. A reporter did ask this question, and listen to what was asked and listen to the answer.
Yes. Or did the special counsel indicate that he wanted you to make the decision or that it should be left for Congress? And also, how do you respond to criticism you're receiving from congressional Democrats that you're acting more as an attorney for the president rather than as the chief law enforcement officer?
Special Counsel Mueller did not indicate that his purpose was to leave the decision to Congress. I hope that was not his view, since we don't convene grand juries and conduct criminal investigations for that purpose. I didn't talk to him directly about the fact that we were making the decision, but I am told that his reaction to that was that it was my prerogative as Attorney General to make that decision.
Well, yeah, because that's what the Attorney General does. Hello?
Well, exactly right.
Gee whiz.
Yeah, he's not acting as the president's personal attorney by saying things like, the Mueller report says no collusion.
Right.
And then Barr and Rosenstein, and you can bet, I'm sure, other advisors at the Justice Department have gone over whatever's in the Mueller report that they've seen now, of course, and seen without the redactions, and they are making a judgment call to say, look, there's nothing here. We would not move forward with this kind of case. Now, what's happening is that you've got Democrats and TV people and stuff like that, saying things like, well, wait a minute, you know.
All right. Now, you just talked about TV and all that. I want you to listen to what the Attorney General, everybody pay attention to this, to what the Attorney General had to do or had to say about the relentless speculation from the news media about the president's personal culpability. Listen to this. It spells it out precisely the way it should have been.
At the same time, there was relentless speculation in the news media about the president's personal culpability. Yet, as he said from the beginning, there was, in fact, no collusion. And as the special counsel's report acknowledges, there is substantial evidence to show that the president was frustrated and angered by his sincere belief that the investigation was undermining his presidency, propelled by his political opponents, and fueled by illegal leaks. Nonetheless, the White House fully cooperated with the special counsel's investigation, providing unfettered access to campaign and White House documents, directing senior aides to testify freely, and asserting no privilege claims. And at the same time, the president took no act that in fact deprived the special counsel of the documents and witnesses necessary to complete his investigation.
So therefore, there was no obstruction either.
There is no obstruction there, as you just heard Attorney General Barr.
And the Democrats are trying to make something out of that statement, and there's nothing there to make.
Well, no, but see, those are the words that Barr is saying. And then we hear them, and we hear him saying, the president said, testify freely, etc. But what the Democrats, or some of these TV folks here, is William Barr is a shill for President Trump. He's covering up and whatever it is. And because they are so invested into this that evidently they can't change their minds for what? For fear of looking like they had the wrong idea?
Kyle, this is round one. Round two, the double whammy. The Democrats are trying to get out in front of this, trying to get out to create any kind of rebuttal that they can and toss it out there, because when the Inspector General's report comes out, I can assure you there's going to be things in there that are going to put people in jail on the other side of the aisle. I don't know who the people are by name. Ian inferred that the Debbie Wasserman Schultz thing and the obstruction that was going on there and all that, that's all part of it, because guess what? Part of the FISA warrants thing, this, that, and the other, deals with emails.
It's exactly right. And when we begin to see this, you better believe that there's going to be evidence. There's going to be criminal referrals. If there are indictments, they're going to have good reason to indict, and then we'll see where it goes from there. And if there are convictions, you're right. I think people can go to jail in this whole thing.
Now, is it going to put the people that a lot of people like to mention in jail? No, but I guarantee you, you got to start somewhere. The people at the lower end of the spectrum that are very vulnerable right now, whose names we've heard mentioned over and over again, I'm willing to bet, and I'm willing to tell people that some of the names we've heard, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, Andrew McCabe, James Comey, are definitely going to be sitting on the hot seat, and I wouldn't be surprised if James Brennan, who was caught up in doing a lot of this misrepresentation and going out, even when he was in the government, I might add, and saying a lot of things that just weren't true, I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't get called on the carpet somehow, too.
Well, exactly right. There is so much there that, to borrow a line from Adam Schiff, that's already, that we know about in the public domain. And you just go back to what Comey said back in the 2016, the middle of the 2016 election, saying, well, no reasonable prosecutor would ever bring a charge for this kind of thing. That day when he usurped the role of the Attorney General of the United States of America, yes, there is a lot of stuff out there that a reasonable prosecutor would actually go after and run with. But because of the political issues, et cetera, that never happened, obviously. But this is going to be a day of reckoning, and it's going to go where it goes. In other words, in this country, Captain, we have a process. And most people across the highways and byways want that process to play out. What's happened in this particular case with the collusion and delusion was this was a way to try to get rid of a duly elected president of the United States.
And before we have to part company here for tonight, I want to mention that Ilhan Omar, the very highly... I don't know what you want to call her, controversial congresswoman out of Minnesota, is raking in massive amounts of cash going around talking at these CARE fundraising events. She's being paid to be there, and she's getting paid some really decent money, and she's starting to just rake up a heck of a war chest right now.
Wow. Well, her
idea. Those reports are coming to us, by the way, from... let's see here. Where's it coming from? It's coming to us from Minneapolis, from an organization there.
Mm-hmm. Well, whatever ideas that she wants to spout off with, we have ideas to counter them, and that's what we do in the marketplace of ideas.
Yeah, and there's nothing that says that she can't make all the money she wants, but she's going out and she's giving speeches all around the country in support of CARE because they're trying to make themselves look like the choir boys and girls that they're not.
That's right. And a deeper look at what she's talking about and all these associations and so forth, yes, would be very eye-opening to many people across the nation.
And by the way, somebody just sent me a picture, said, ever wonder what happened to those two creepy girls in The Shining? And the picture down below the two creepy girls is Nancy Pelosi to the left and Hillary Clinton to the right.
Well, exactly. But, you know, this is going to
And thank you, Sue, for that. She says, well, they grew up. All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow night. Thank you very much.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. KyleWarrenShow.com to find out more about him. And we're coming right back with our highway and byway report. Now, we do have some severe weather moving into Georgia, coming out of Alabama. And that line of storms is all the way down through the panhandle in Florida, making its way to the east. And a lot of Florida will see that stormy weather as the day moves on. And Georgia, around Fort Benning, be on the alert. Be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
By the way, the person that coined the phrase Baghdad Bob was none other than Donna Fiducia when she was with Fox News. All right, here we go. Trucker's Report coming up.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go. They can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time.
time to get there. I'm eastbound to Quattro Bandit Run.
All righty, Jerry Reed, eastbound down, loaded up and trucking. Old Fred in the front seat. And by the way, that truck sounded just like Thomas the Suicide Jockey getting with it, headed up to the ports here in Tampa to get another load of fuel to go deliver it down there in the backyard where he's at out of Sarasota County and whatnot. But here we go. We have got some severe weather tonight in the southeastern part of the United States, which includes the panhandle of Florida right up to Tallahassee, and it is moving to the east. Most of us in Florida will see that weather as the day progresses, so we need to let you know right now. By the way, Carrollton, Georgia, up there, you guys and gals who are there, especially Fort Benning, you've got some severe thunderstorm and possibly even tornadoes in the mix here, because there has been a history of tornadoes in the mix of this storm. So please, please, please adhere to the weather warnings. Ed, our Gordon Foods driver, told us he ran into some rain and saw some lightning off to the west as he was on his way up to Jacksonville, and that would be contingent to what I'm looking at here, because that line of storms comes from Georgia up near Fort Benning and Carrollton, all the way down into the Gulf of Mexico. It is working its way across the panhandle and will be coming across Florida and moving its way across Georgia. And eventually that system will develop, merge with another system that's going up the East Coast, bringing a lot of rain this Easter weekend to areas like Maryland and Delaware and West Virginia and northeastern part of Virginia and Pennsylvania, the whole eastern part of Pennsylvania, I-81 east over to New York City and Long Island and the eastern part of New York, I-87 east all the way up into Maine. A lot of heavy rain coming in there tonight. Now, just please be careful, because from southeastern Mississippi across southern Alabama, including Mobile, Montgomery, and moving over into Georgia and the panhandle of Florida, you have got some really bad storms headed your way. Now, it's possible some of these thunderstorms will be severe. They could be very windy with gusts of winds as high as 40, 50 miles an hour, maybe even higher in some areas. The chance of precipitation across most of those areas right now is at 90%, and as much as an inch or two of rain could be expected in some of these downpours, and it's all going to be going away roughly by sometime later this afternoon for Florida and the southeast, and will continue to move out and to sea and up the coast. So there you go. Now, elsewhere in the country, it's cold out there in Kansas right now, western Kansas. You got a frost and freeze advisory out there. A panhandle of Oklahoma, and up there around Amarillo, Texas, you got a frost and freeze warning there, too. If you're going across I-40, it's not time to take the woolies off yet. It's going to be a little nippy there. Got a lot of high winds. El Paso, Texas, headed out across I-10. Ruidoso also going across there. It's a lot of high winds in that area. Got some fog tonight in the Phoenix area, to the west of Phoenix. And there's another system, looks like, coming in from the Pacific Ocean, southern Maryland, northern California, on down to about San Francisco. You will be affected by that over the weekend, and right now we don't have too much to tell you about it because it's still out to sea, but it is coming to the east. And up there in Montana, northeastern Montana, things have finally dried out, and they have a fire watch advisory up there in the northeastern part of Montana, so be careful if you're up there too. Now, the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is always brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. I was up yesterday at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey, shook the hand of another very happy, contented Valdosta, Georgia employee of Valdosta State University. His name was Stan, and that's about all I'm going to say about him, because we don't try to embarrass people that don't want to be mentioned that much on the radio. But Stan got himself a Titan XD, happy as a lark, left there and shook his hand. He brought his lovely wife with him, and we had a nice little lunch together yesterday. So there you go. And Great people, great people. And we love you folks up there in Valdosta and all around Georgia and the South, all the different places that have been with us the longest, the affiliates. You can do no wrong by us. If people make money because you say y'all, I'm right there with y'all. How's that? You got me doing it again, see, because that's called adapt, improvise, and overcome. But anyway, greatest people in the world live down here in this part of the country, because when you have a problem, for the most part, and people from the north don't understand this, live in the cities. When you have a problem and you live in the country, and say maybe your neighbor got burned out or got drowned out with a flood or something happened, a roof blew off, something happened, people come together and they work together and they help each other. That's what they do in small communities and small areas. And I saw that last year and the year before. Was it the year before? But anyway, when we had the hurricane come through here to the east of us, I saw that when a lot of roofs were blown off houses in my area and trees were knocked down, we lost all our trees in our neighborhood. We were without power for a week. A week, 7 days, no power, and everybody helped everybody else out. And the people that had generators and had refrigerators that were running or freezers, they allowed people to put stuff in there so some of it wouldn't spoil. The people that had grills and others that didn't, they cook food. And that's what people do. That's what people do. And, you know, we get it. Unfortunately, some of the city slickers, as I like to call them, don't understand it. And the liberals will never understand it, ever. Because they say they stick together, but you watch and see what happens when you have a bad storm or a state of emergency. Remember New Orleans, by the way? Did they stick together there? No. No, they didn't. And it was the Democrats running the show in New Orleans, by the way. They were the ones running the show. Highest local authority. And you all know what happened there. Now, coming up after the top of the hour on this Easter weekend coming up, we've got Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and some people, by the way, like to call it a resurrection weekend. And it's also Passover. And to all my Jewish friends, a happy Passover to you during this time. I've had a lot of my Jewish friends chiming in. I've wished them happy Passover, and they've sent me messages back and said, happy Easter to you. So there you go. But Moss Family Automotive, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Family Automotive, four dealerships to serve you. Check them out. See what they have to offer. There's something there for everybody. You can actually check your credit out by going to the website, mossfamilychevrolet.com/free credit check. That's mossfamilychevrolet.com/free credit check. See what your credit score is. See what you qualify for, what you'd have to have for a down payment. And it might surprise you that it's a lot lower than what you think. It's a lot lower than what you think, and you can get a lot better than what you thought you could get. It might really surprise you because it has a lot of people. That's how our friend from Valdosta wound up with the Titan XD. He went and checked his credit online and found out that he could get the truck of his dreams that he couldn't get up in Georgia, but he could get it down here in Florida. And again, he was a veteran, and he served, he saved, so he got a large amount of money taken off the price of the vehicle, and he had a good trade-in, so it was a win-win deal all the way around. All right, let's get going here. Time to take our break and let your stations pay some bills and top of the hour news and all that, and we'll come back on the other side with Ms. Rosemary. Everybody have themselves a great night. Drive safe and stay out of the storms. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.